Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There were a few thousand New England Patriots fans watching the game last night out in Glendale, Arizona, not quite inside the stadium. Many fans who made the trip, hoping the ticket prices would fall at the last minute, were disappointed with that and ended up making last-minute plans to watch the game outside the stadium. WBUR's Kurt Nakish watched with them and celebrated like they were on the field themselves.
The lucky ones got to listen to Hall of Famer Marcus Allen sing R&B at a VIP tailgating party with barbecue and bottomless beers. But of course, those people had ticket packages. Lori Davidson and her friend did not.
We figured the ticket prices were going to go down.
They figured wrong. Prices on the resale market kept going up, and they didn't have any luck at the stadium.
Trying to buy tickets off of people, and it was 10 grand cash. People are showing up with backpacks full of cash, and I just can't do that. So we came across the street.
Fans ended up having to pay cash intended for Super Bowl tickets just to get close to a TV showing the big game. Patriots fan Bruno Aguirres from Plaistow, New Hampshire, forked over a $500 cover charge.
Well, they're taking advantage of the situation, you know. I'm not coming back ever, so I might as well sit down and actually enjoy the game.
And what a game it was. Seahawks fans cheered loudly until the Patriots mounted a fourth-quarter comeback. But then, with just over a minute to go, Seattle's Jermaine Kearse made a circus catch, nabbing the ball after it bounced off of him while he was lying on the ground. For Pats fans, it immediately recalled the helmet catch made by David Tyree at this same stadium in the Super Bowl 7 years ago that denied the Patriots a perfect season. But unlike that game, the Pats sealed this Super Bowl win with an interception. Instead of running it in from the one-yard line, Seattle threw the ball.
Play clock at five. Pass is
just run it again. At this point in the game, nothing to say.
Andrew Richardson, a Seahawks fan who works in Boston, was already dreading his flight home. But not Bostonian Michael Bedrosian, who was wearing a red and blue shirt for the Pats.
God, we traveled all the way from New England. 8-hour layover just to be here for this moment. Feels great. We're our number 10-1. Now I walk proud with the shirt. Proud. Proud.
That's right. That's right.
By the way, thank God they didn't run the ball.
Fans, including Lisa Kobus and some friends from Attleboro, poured out onto the street.
My heart was beating. I couldn't breathe. She peed her pants a little bit. It was the most exciting game ever.
Steve Murphy from Boston couldn't believe how the game played out during the final 2 minutes.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And when Kearse made that catch, I thought I was going to have to watch it a million times over, just like the David Tyree catch. Right after they show the David Tyree catch.
Absolutely.
And I never have to watch it and be sad again. The greatest day ever. Unbelievable.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, oh, oh.
Patriots fans who made the trip to Arizona on faith they'd find a way to get into the stadium ended up just celebrating their good fate. Some spent the face value of a ticket just to get into a bar to watch the game. Many have flights home that have been canceled because of the winter storm. But here, outside the stadium where the New England Patriots won their fourth Super Bowl, none of them really seemed to mind. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nakish in Phoenix.